This is New England Public Radio. One big complaint about Massachusetts' legal marijuana industry is who is getting all those profits. Efforts to change have been slow moving. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Matt Murphy with the Statehouse News Service on the line. Thanks for being with us, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Opening today in Boston, the first marijuana business in the state to apply through what's called the Social Equity Program. It was designed to give a leg up to people and communities disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs, but it took a while. It comes 15 months after the first retail pot shop opened in Massachusetts. Matt, why has it taken so long?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things at play, and this is in particular the opening of the Pure Oasis shop in Dorchester is uniquely a Boston issue. The city had taken a good amount of time as it was developing its local zoning requirements and regulations. So before applications and licenses in communities like Dorchester or Roxbury and Mattapan could even be considered by state regulators, the city had to put in the framework in place. So that did take some time. And Mayor Walsh was asked this exact question last week. Why did it take so long? And his response was interesting. He said, I don't think it took that long. So I guess a little bit in the eye of the beholder, the city wanted to get this right, and now it is open, but we are seeing the legislature look at maybe making this easier for entrepreneurs to get up and off the ground.
Well, part of the problem for minority marijuana entrepreneurs that we've heard about is the startup cost, and there's an effort to establish a loan fund, so sort of state financing of marijuana businesses, right?
Exactly. The legislature, since they rewrote the ballot law, has not made a lot of tweaks to it as they've tried to let it play out and see whether or not the structure and the regulation were going to work to get this industry off the ground. We're now seeing a little openness to making some tweaks. We saw the House pass a bill that would allow the Cannabis Control Commission to more closely scrutinize these host agreements that pot businesses sign with local communities. And now the committee that takes a look at all of this proposed legislation has advanced a bill that would create a social equity loan fund to provide no interest loans to businesses that want to open these shops in these communities that have been impacted by drug enforcement. This is a long way from reaching the governor's desk. It still needs to go through some hurdles in the House and in the Senate, and we don't even know if it will get to the floor, but we are seeing perhaps a bit more appetite to consider tweaks to the now aging state legalization law.
But marijuana is still an illegal drug on the federal level. Is there any concern state investment in a specific marijuana business could lead to some trouble with the feds?
Yeah, well, certainly banks cannot loan money, and I'm sure this will be scrutinized for its legal implications. You're right. The U.S. attorney here in Boston, Andrew Lelling, has said that he would not look kindly on these sort of practices that would be in clear violation of federal law, but this could be a way, with the state getting involved in handing out this money, to avoid the banks, which are themselves federally regulated, and it might be one way around it.
As COVID-19 continues to spread around the world, health officials are asking people to skip the traditional handshake. On Beacon Hill, are lawmakers still sealing deals with firm handshakes, or have they transitioned to more hygienic elbow tap, fist bump, or is this even a real thing, that foot shake?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, I mean, I had several lawmakers come up to me last week and stick their hands out looking to shake hands. But, there are some people who have moved to fist bumps. I've even seen a few elbow bumps. But I think people are just trying to be smart about this. There are new signs up around the building advising people of, covering their mouths when they cough, washing your hands frequently. There is hand sanitizer that's been around the building here on Beacon Hill in the State House for a long time. People are availing themselves of that. And it's about being smart. The governor and leaders are still saying that the risk here is relatively low, though we are seeing more cases cropping up. So I think people are waiting and watching to see how this plays out.
Matt Murphy, reporter with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. It's also a podcast. You can subscribe at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio.
We'll be right back.